papermaking fibers. Handmade paper was almost invariably made from rags. Fig 2, just as paper came in a variety of qualities and types, so too do we find a variety of waste pieces of woven material being selected to make paper. These raw materials are known as the paper's furnish. The principal papermaking fibers were flax and cotton. Figs 3, 4, used in the form of old woven cloth. Of the two, flax was not only more readily available, but also preferred. Its fiber was longer and stronger, and its fiber wall was straighter and thicker. When beaten during the papermaking process, the flax fiber would splinter rather easily along its length, producing small strands of fiber called fibrils. These fibrils, which would interlock when the paper sheet was formed, imparted additional strength to the paper. Fig 5, cotton, by contrast, had a thinner fiber wall which permitted the fiber to collapse, twist, and become ribbon-like. It did not have the easy fibrillation of flax. The twist of the thinner cotton fibers produced bulk and opacity in paper, as well as softness and, page 4, important quality for copperplate paper.